Welcome. You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for the Estes Park News, read for you by Kathy P. Ancone. This is being recorded for Sunday, January 18th. Today, we will be reading the following main articles. Mayor's Message, Words, and Wisdom. Welcome message from Sarah Leonard, Visit Estes Park CEO. Estes Park Museum, 1917 Book Club returns with cookbook and potluck, and following up with miscellaneous articles. Estes Park News, including Glenhaven, Allen's Park, Drake, and Lyons, Colorado. Free, 32 pages. epnews.com. The logo for Estes Park News is a blue oval which says epnews.com and features a white line silhouette of a mountain range. Estes Park News online, or pick up this printed copy free Friday, January 16th, 2026. The cover image is captioned Elk on the Tundra. Congratulations to Amy Pearson, RMNP Photographer of the Year. See division winners on page 17. The photograph features a cloudy mountain morning with the mountain range in the background, a mountain meadow in the foreground with one elk standing grazing and two elk laying down resting. An ad for the Country Market features a blurred background image of the interior of the store. Thank you, locals, for an amazing 2025 and many more to come. Free 16-ounce coffee every Wednesday, January through March. Panini upgrade every day on us, featuring images of a to-go coffee cup and a panini sandwich. An ad for Snowy Peaks Winery on a magenta and purple black background. Snowy Peaks Winery presents Friday Live Music, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., with an image of a musician playing a guitar and singing into a microphone. Upcoming musicians and events, January 18th, Sunday Fun Day and Date Night, 4 to 7, January 13th, Nielsen and Nicholson, 4:30 to 6:30. Come enjoy some wassail. Open every day. Snowy Peaks Winery, 292 Moraine Avenue, 970-586-2099. SnowyPeaksWinery.com. An ad for epnews.com with the logo for EP News, blue oval with a white mountain range outline. epnews.com. Good news, good choice. 5,000 copies were printed this week and distributed free to hundreds of Estes Valley locations, including Allen's Park, Glenhaven, and Lyons. A national online audience with loyal local readership. Phone 970-586-5800. Fax 970-692-2611. Mayor's Message, Words, and Wisdom by Mayor Gary Hall. I was pleased to see the renovation announcement from our Estes Library. When plans were presented to the community a while back, it touched a chord with the community, and there was an outpouring of support. Good. A healthy library is a critical part of a successful town. For a long time, books have been the recorded repository of human knowledge, thought, and fiction. Now we have many electronic options, and the repository of information continues to grow, albeit much of it in the ether, that great library in the sky. I started reading literature from my parents' bookshelf at an early age. When I left home, I found that I loved the smell of the stacks of old books in big libraries. But it's the words that really count. I love words and try to use them wisely, though concisely. And I try to listen to the words offered by others. Sometimes those words are sweet. Sometimes they're harsh. And everything in between. And that's okay. Like the folk song says, I hear them all. Perhaps the most important skill learned in our schooling is communication. We have many brilliant minds in town and many who have them communicate excellently. I learn so much each week, and our library is a hub of communication and a gathering place for information and knowledge. Most of the recent books I've read are nonfiction, and many of them are loaned to me by well-meaning citizens and others. I'm offered books, PDFs of scientific articles, progress and regress, and much more. I try to absorb them all. In these less than 2 years in office, a sampling of the books and readings that have been loaned to me includes Perseverance by Margaret J. Wheatley. Is a series of quotes and interpretations about how to persevere through trials and tribulations that beset us in life. Into the Fog by Pete Behrens talks about how leadership is not based on title and how leaders must be humble and learn to navigate and lead through both internal and external fog, enabling all to contribute to solutions. Corruptible by Brian Kloss is a look at what power is, who gets it, and what happens when they do. It draws on hundreds of interviews with some of the world's top leaders, from the noblest to some of the very ignoble. If I Betray These Words by Wendy Dean and Simon Talbot explores moral injury in medicine. A state where clinicians feel trapped between their oath to put patients first and a broken, profit-driven healthcare system. Thanksgiving Address, Greetings to the Natural World by Ohan Dankeri Wadakwan. This is the central prayer of the Iroquois Confederacy, offering gratitude to all elements of creation. Unreasonable Hospitality by Will Guerda. This teaches us how to transform ordinary service into extraordinary experiences through radical empathy. It emphasizes giving people more than they expect and empowering staff to go above and beyond. The Soul of Civility by Alexandra Hudson, who, as she grew up, discovered a difference between politeness, a superficial appearance of good manners, and true civility. She examines how true civility transcends political disagreements. Five Alarm Leadership by Rick Lasky and John Salka. Leadership is a lifetime study. For a truly excellent book on leadership, read local author Walt Bowman's The Admirals. Be Now Here by Richard Alpert, Baba Ram Das. Mindfulness Lessons and Revelations from 1971. If Mayors Ruled the World by Benjamin Barber. It's an interesting concept, since a successful mayor is very focused on their community while also networking with all of the other forces that make up the political, business, and personal landscape. Ukraine, We Stand Together by Daryl S. Mudd, Natalia Plushkova, and Irina Irklenko. Hamnet by Maggie O'Farrell. Yes, folks, share fiction with me also. In this case, historical fiction. It's a very well-researched book that requires some effort to read thoroughly, but has a redeeming, powerful conclusion. And many more. Each of those who lent me had a purpose in lending me them, and I respect that. I received some partisan political readings and notes, though I maintain the requisite nonpartisan balance for my mayoral duties. But it's all part of the communication spectrum, and thanks for it. Perhaps some folks who loan me writings hope to steer my actions in certain directions. That's their prerogative. I must read and decide how to assimilate that input. And so it goes. May we all become wiser as we continue to exchange words. I appreciate yours. I'll see you at our great EP library. Thanks, Claudine and staff and library friends. And I look forward to the remodeled version in 2027. Town of Estes Park. Town offices closed January 19th for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The Town of Estes Park local government offices will be closed Monday, January 19th in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Staff will resume normal operating hours Tuesday, January 20th. The Local Herd Comic. Visit us at localherd.com by Tim Buck. T. Buck, copyright 1/11/13. This comic features an image of a mountaintop with a roadside going through the middle. To the right of the road is a vehicle parked off to the side. To the left, there are three people standing taking pictures of two elk that are laying down in the snow. They both have antlers on their heads. One is saying to the other, "If it were me, and humans weighed over three times more than me and had a dangerous weapon attached to their head, I don't think I'd get so close to them, but that's just me." An ad for the Inn of Glen Haven with an image of the front of the inn in the background, which is a log cabin style barn type building. Chef Tim's Buffet at the Inn of Glen Haven. Friday, January 23rd, Italian, $29 per person. Saturday, January 24th, soup and salad, $25 per person. Friday, January 30th, Mexican, $25 per person. Saturday, January 31st, comfort foods, $29 per person. New this year, soup to go, $10 per pint. Make reservations now for our five-course Valentine's Day dinners on February 13th and 14th. Reservations recommended, 970-586-4696. The food is exceptional. Best trout I've ever had. Google review. The service is awesome, and the food is imaginative and first class. Escape the ordinary and experience the extraordinary. Google review. The Inn of Glen Haven, Bed and Breakfast, Fine Dining, 7468 County Road 43, Glen Haven, theinnofglenhaven.com. An ad for Lumpy Ridge Brewing Company on a bright, multicolor background. Lumpy Ridge Brewing Company at Lumpy Ridge Brewing, lumpyridgebrewing.com. Lumpy Ridge Brewing Co. Brewery, located in an old gas station on Route 7, 531 South St. Vrain Avenue, open Monday through Friday, 2 to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 8 p.m. Lumpy Ridge Brewing Company Public House, downtown Estes Park, 203 Cleve Street, open Thursday and Friday, 2 to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 8 p.m. Drink Lumpy Ridge beer, dog-friendly. Food trucks, delivery, and BYO foods. Gluten-reduced beers, seltzers, and non-alcoholic options. Carry-out available, cans only. An ad for Grant Spencer DC, featuring a graphic logo with silhouette outlines of a human, a horse, and a dog, and a photograph of a human sitting next to a dog with both hands touching the dog's back. Adjusting people, dogs, and horses. Yes, your animal can benefit from chiropractic. Now licensed to adjust dogs and horses. Gonstead Chiropractic can help with aches and pains and keep you well. GrantSpencerChiropractic.com. PPO for UMR, United Health, Anthem, and BCBS. 930 Big Thompson Avenue, 970-646-6217. An ad for Elkhorn Law with a logo image of an elk, a black silhouette of an elk. Elkhorn Law, your local lawyer, and a photograph of Carl Robichaux, attorney at law, smiling and wearing a red and black striped flannel shirt. Your local lawyer in Estes Park, specializing in general civil law, estate planning, elder law, real estate, corporate management, litigation. We've moved. 501 South St. Vrain, Suite 101, 970-480-5668. Cell 970-685-7846. ElkhornLawEstes.com. Email carl@elkhornlawestes.com. Visit Estes Park. Welcome message from Sarah Leonard, Visit Estes Park CEO. Greetings, Estes Park and area partners. Thank you for the warm welcome I've received at meetings and events throughout Estes Park and the surrounding region, and to those of you I've already had the pleasure of meeting as I step into the role of CEO at Visit Estes Park, VEP. I'm grateful to serve a community that cares so deeply about its residents, its visitor economy, and the remarkable natural environment, arts and culture, history, and people that make Estes Park such a special place. As we head into 2026, my vision for Visit Estes Park is grounded in being in community, listening with intention, collaborating with purpose, and showing up as a trusted partner as we continue to build and refresh the organization. Visit Estes Park was founded as the destination marketing organization for Estes Park and the Tax District, and I believe VEP can help shape a vision for tourism that is both sustainable and community-centered. With your continued engagement, I'm excited about the opportunities ahead to elevate the work VEP has already begun around sustainable tourism and responsible destination management. By aligning destination marketing with thoughtful destination management, VEP can help ensure visitor experiences are meaningful while remaining balanced with the needs and priorities of residents, community partners, and business owners. This year, my commitment is to strengthen trust within and for the Visit Estes Park team so we can more effectively bring partners together around shared ideas, resources, and opportunities. I'm eager to learn from your perspectives, better understand how VEP can support local businesses and organizations, and continue building partnerships that serve the long-term health of the community. Thank you for your ongoing support of Visit Estes Park, for providing quality experiences to your guests, and for being part of Estes Park's tourism community. I look forward to this next chapter together. Sarah Leonard, CEO, Visit Estes Park. Estes Park Police Report. On December 11, 2025, at 101 South St. Vrain Avenue, police charged a 24-year-old male with theft, fraud, $5,000 to $19,999. He was arrested and transported to the Larimer County Jail. On January 6, 2026, police stopped a 27-year-old male driver at 1341 South St. Vrain Avenue. The suspect was charged with driving a vehicle while under the influence of alcohol, driving a vehicle while under the influence of drugs, driving a vehicle with a restrained license, failure to present evidence of insurance upon request, unlawful possession of cocaine, a forgery of a government-issued document. He was arrested and transported to the Larimer County Jail. On January 7, 2026, police served a misdemeanor traffic arrest contempt of court warrant to a 51-year-old female at 215 West Riverside Drive. She was arrested and transported to the Larimer County Jail. On January 7, 2026, police served a misdemeanor traffic arrest contempt of court warrant to a 31-year-old male at 132 East Elkhorn Avenue. He was arrested and transported to the Larimer County Jail. The charges are merely an accusation, and the defendant is presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty. Estes Valley Fire Protection District Report. EVFPD firefighters generally respond to medical calls in their personal vehicles, allowing for a faster response. On other incidents, firefighters respond to a fire station to respond in department apparatus with specialized equipment. During the week of January 4, 2026, the Estes Valley Fire Protection District, EVFPD, responded to 12 calls for service. This included emergency medical, assist EPH, 4, alarm activation, 3, motor vehicle accident, MVA, 3, gas leak, 1, assist, 1, EstesValleyFire.org. Estes Park Museum, 1917 Book Club returns with cookbook and potluck. On Wednesday, January 21, 2026, the 1917 Book Club, hosted by the Estes Park Museum, will explore local title, A Slice of History and a Piece of Pie, Recipes and Remembrance, a cookbook of family favorites from early Estes Park by Nancy Pickering Thomas. The program will take place from 10 to 11:30 a.m. in the museum meeting room. This program is free and open to the public. It is strongly encouraged that participants read each book prior to the program to take part in the discussion. If you would like, please bring a dish to share from the book. A Slice of History and a Piece of Pie is a very special kind of cookbook. It is a rich compendium of traditional recipes that demonstrate how successive generations of local residents have met daily challenges of high-altitude cooking. It is also the history of those who developed and/or preserved those recipes and lovingly passed them on to future generations. In doing so, this book provides new and important insights into the origins and developments of Estes Park as a mountain community and the families that make it all possible. The 1917 Book Club titles can be purchased at the museum shop. Additionally, the title is available at the Estes Valley Library. Holds can be placed on circulating copies if all are checked out. The 1917 Book Club is a program series that will take place the third Wednesday of the month, January through April, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. in the museum meeting room. The program dates are January 21st, February 18th, March 18th, and April 15th, 2026. For any questions regarding the event, please call or email Curator of Interpretation Michaela Funden at 970-577-3762 or mfundaun@estes.org. An ad for Think Big with a color theme of yellows and blues, featuring a graphic image of a bustling downtown Main Street and a mountaintop town, and a brain filled with gears and light bulbs. Think Big, January 29th at 5:30 p.m. Estes Valley Rec Center. Sandwiches served. Please RSVP by 1:22. Free event. Join guest speaker Kelly McDonald. There's an image of Kelly McDonald with blonde hair, a pink collared shirt, and a black blazer. EPH Foundation board member, 4 times best-selling author, team building and customer experience expert. You'll learn what a growth mindset is and how it differs from a fixed mindset. Examples of individuals and companies that achieve extraordinary success using the growth mindset. Do's and don'ts to utilize with your team. The rule of thirds that Olympians use to achieve big goals. Scan the code, and there's a QR code, to join the EPF mailing list or visit forms.office.com/r/3 WHZWJ TQNR. Rocky Mountain National Park. Winter pile burning operations planned when conditions permit in Rocky Mountain National Park. Fire managers at Rocky Mountain National Park plan to take advantage of favorable winter weather and conditions to conduct pile burning operations in a variety of locations, including Deer Mountain, near Lily Lake, near Moraine and Glacier Basin campgrounds, off Highway 7 in the Wild Basin area, and near Allen's Park. Slash from hazard fuel treatments has been cut and piled by NPS fire crews and contractors over the last 2 years and are now ready to be burned. Pile burning will only occur this winter when weather and conditions allow. The primary goal of this fuels reduction project is to reduce the threat of wildland fire to adjacent communities and NPS infrastructure to help reduce the amount of fuels available in case of a wildfire. When fighting the East Troublesome Fire in 2020 and the Fern Lake Fire in 2012, firefighters were able to take advantage of previous existing prescribed fire and hazardous fuels treatment areas that provided a buffer between the fire and the town of Estes Park. Prior hazard fuels projects were instrumental in stopping both fires from crossing Bear Lake and Trail Ridge roads. Pile burning operations only take place when conditions allow. Firefighters will be on scene for the duration of the operation and will be patrolling the burn pile areas. Smoke from the burn will be visible throughout the day of the burn, mostly during the warmest part of the day. With cooler temperatures in the evening, smoke may linger and accumulate in low-lying areas. Fuel reduction projects like these are not designed to be a standalone defense against wildfires, nor do they guarantee a hold to wildfire in the worst of conditions. We all need to do our part. Homeowners are encouraged to complete wildfire mitigation on your property. For tips and resources, visit firewise.org and noco-fireshed.org/resources. Smoke may be visible both inside and outside the park. Every effort will be made to minimize smoke impacts on visitors and the adjacent community. However, some smoke is anticipated to disperse east of the park. Prescribed fire smoke may affect your health. For more information on the health effects of wildland fire smoke and how to reduce your exposure, please visit the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment website, Wood Smoke and Health. Safety factors, weather conditions, air quality, personnel availability, and environmental regulations are continually monitored as part of any fire management operation. For more information, please contact the Park Information Office at 970-586-1206. This article is accompanied by an image of a person standing on a snowy mountaintop in front of two piles of burning material. They're wearing a white hard hat, holding a shovel and a fire extinguisher. Town of Estes Park, join the next Trustee Talk Thursday, January 22nd. Community members are invited to join Mayor Pro Tem Senek and Trustee Hazelton for a Trustee Talk Thursday, January 22nd at 10 a.m. in the Town Hall Boardroom, 170 McGregor Avenue. This is an opportunity for community members to discuss local issues with members of the board in an informal setting. This article is accompanied by an image of the front of the building of Town Hall. Estes Valley Land Trust. Estes Valley Land Trust conserves over 588 acres near Glen Haven, Colorado. This article is accompanied by an image of a mountaintop and a stream gently running over rocks. The Estes Valley Land Trust recently completed a conservation easement that permanently protects an additional 588 acres of the Opal Land and Cattle Ranch near Glen Haven, Colorado. This is the third phase of a multi-year land protection strategy that has conserved a total of 1,346 acres of the ranch. I want to thank the landowner and her family for working closely with the Estes Valley Land Trust for more than 15 years to make this project possible, said Jeffrey Boring, Estes Valley Land Trust Executive Director. Estes Park and the Northern Front Range are changing rapidly, and I appreciate their commitment and innovation and an innovative approach to conservation. Two conservation easements were donated in 2010 and 2011 to conserve 758 acres of the property before the final conservation easement was executed in December 2025. The ranch is located along the North Fork of the Big Thompson River between Drake and Estes Park and along Scenic County Road 43. Preserving the scenic views along this public road was a priority for the conservation easement. The ranch is defined by granite cliffs and outcrops, mountain meadows, tributary streams, and mixed forests, all of which combine to create a rich array of healthy wildlife habitat. For these reasons, this ranch was a conservation priority identified in the Land Trust's open space plan, which envisions a total of 15,000 acres of conserved land in Estes Park and the surrounding region. Conserving this ranch also met regional and statewide interests, and the Land Trust secured grants from Larimer County's Natural Resource Department and Keep It Colorado to help cover some of the transaction costs. A conservation easement is a permanent real estate transaction and survey. Legal and appraisal services were needed to complete the deal. We are very fortunate to have partners like Larimer County and Keep It Colorado that help make these conservation transactions possible, said Boring. Before Anne-Marie Chenoweth purchased the ranch in 2005, it was owned for nearly 100 years by the Maitland family. By putting a total of 1,364 acres under conservation, I'm paying back this country, the best in the world, which has offered so many opportunities to me since I came to Colorado as a legal immigrant, said Chenoweth. My first husband, Nicholas Chenoweth, brought me to Estes Park in 1970 via County Road 43, right past this ranch, and instilled in me a love for Colorado's outdoors. The property is named after Anne-Marie's beloved late mother-in-law, Opal Chenoweth. The ranch is used for fishing, hunting, and other outdoor recreation and for raising cattle. The Chenoweth family sells naturally raised mountain meadow beef on the ranch. I want to thank our dedicated customers for helping to sustain this ranch and my family, Brendan, Julia, Chase, Drake, and Abby, for sharing my conservation goals, said Chenoweth. The ranch remains private land, but the Land Trust hopes to work with Anne-Marie to offer limited guided tours of the property later this year. The narrow valley we helped protect is really beautiful and seldom seen, said Boring. We'd love to co-host a few member hikes in the future. Rocky Mountain Conservancy and RMNP partner for 2026 Winter Speaker Series. Rocky Mountain Conservancy and Rocky Mountain National Park, RMNP, are excited to announce that the Winter Speaker Series is returning in 2026. This year's series will begin with a family-friendly presentation on Rocky Mountain cryptids on Sunday, January 18th at 2 p.m. in the Beaver Meadows Visitor Center Auditorium, located at 1000 U.S. 36 in Estes Park. Following presentations will take place on Sunday, February 22nd and March 22nd and April 26th. In February, RMNP Park Guide Jesse Foster will discuss the historical significance and influence of the Beaver Meadows Visitor Center architecture. Details on future speakers and topics will be released soon. Free and open to the public, each presentation will last about 45 minutes, with time for questions at the end. While registration is not required, it's appreciated and helps the Conservancy and RMNP staff ensure adequate seating. To learn more and register for upcoming speaker series presentations, go to rmconservancy.org/events. Since 1931, Rocky Mountain Conservancy has been the primary philanthropic partner of Rocky Mountain National Park, supporting the park and other nearby public lands in various ways. Through generous member and donor support, the Conservancy funds research projects, trail restoration, search and rescue efforts, and education programs in the park. Committed to its mission of promoting stewardship and education in the park, the Winter Speaker Series is supported, in part, by the Conservancy. This article is accompanied by an image of an auditorium with four speakers seated at the front with a screen behind them, and the seating area is maybe movie theater style and filled with people. An ad for American Legion Post 119, Tavern at the Legion, home of Duncan's Diner. New winter tavern hours, Monday through Saturday, 3 to 8 p.m., Sunday, 11 to 6 p.m., 850 North St. Vrain Avenue, Estes Park, Colorado, 805-170-586-6118, esteslegion.org. Weekly happenings, Monday, margaritas, $6 a pint, tacos, $4 each. Tuesdays, bingo, 6 p.m., fish and chips special, $14. Wednesday, cheeseburger and endy draft beer, $12. Thursday, happy hour on starters. Friday, Queen of Hearts raffle, 6 to 7 p.m. Queen of Hearts raffle jackpot this week, $11,011. Veterans Assistance, Friday, 2 to 5 p.m., Legal Assistance, first Thursday of the month, 5 to 7 p.m. Get your Listening at the League season tickets today. Tavern music lineup and free shows. Follow the link of the QR code. On the digital version of the Estes Park News, just click on Ads and Articles to go for more information. An ad for the Cowlick Hair Salon, featuring an image of a Scottish Highland cow with shaggy hair and big horns and flowers on their hair. Book today for locals and visitors. Peak to Peak Plaza, 343 South St. Vrain Avenue, No. 3. Call or text Emily, 970-342-4060. Call or text Brandy, 970-237-0286. Call the shop, 970-591-2005, or book online at thecowlickhairsalon.com. An ad for the Quota Loan Closet, featuring an image of a cartoon wheelchair with a smiling, happy face. Quota Loan Closet. Wheelchairs, walkers, crutches, and more are available for local residents and visitors with a refundable deposit. Visit estesparkquota.com for questions and an appointment. An ad for K.H. Kingswood Homes on a blue background. The logo for K.H. Kingswood Homes is the K.H. following an angular roofline. New construction, additions, bath, kitchen, remodels, decks, windows, doors, siding, painting. Kingswood Home Services, homes by kingswood.com, 970-586-6551. An ad for Claire's Restaurant and Bar, featuring an image of the front of Claire's restaurant and bar, and images of food such as burgers, salmon, prime rib, and drinks such as mimosas and Bloody Marys. Winter Daily Specials. Burger Monday featured burger and a beer. Taco Tuesdays featured tacos and a beer. Pasta Thursday featured pasta and wine pairing. Fish Friday featured fish and wine pairing. Claire's Restaurant and Bar, 225 Park Lane, 970-586-9564. An ad for Bogey's Sports Bar on a black background featuring bold images of football, ski-joring, and a person looking at something with great interest. Big events, big screens, big fun. Bogey Sports Bar, 281 West Riverside Drive, Estes Park. Another image of a mug of beer, a pretzel, and a hot dog. College Football Championship, Monday, January 19th. Watch the big game here. $4 domestic drafts. Estes Park Ski-Jore. Wear a cowboy hat for a free draft, January 23rd through 25th. Fear Factor Watch Party, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Can you handle it? Peak to Peak Concert Series presents Winter Winds on January 24th. The Peak to Peak Concert Series is pleased to present Winter Winds, featuring the Highlands Brass Quintet and the Pine Haven Clarinet Ensemble. The concert will be held Saturday, January 24th at 2 p.m. at the Shepherd of the Mountains Lutheran Church, 2000 Ptarmigan Trail. The Peak to Peak Concert Series is sponsored by the Oratorio Society of Estes Park. The concert is free, though donations are appreciated, and a reception to meet the performers will follow. The music will be lively and varied, ranging from classical to folk, jazz, and movie favorites. The Highland Brass, Estes Park's own brass quintet, has been performing in concerts and special events in Estes Park and surrounding communities for more than 30 years. All quintet members perform with the Estes Park Village Band and other performing ensembles in the Estes Park area and along the Front Range of Colorado. Members of the Highland Brass are Dave Scott, trumpet and flugelhorn, Neil Johnson, trumpet and flugelhorn, Jerry Brubaker, horn, Curtis Fox, trombone, Chuck Verilek, tuba, and Mark Vassell, percussion. The Highland Brass performs a wide variety of music, marches, ragtime, and jazz. We are especially proud to include arrangements by our very own Jerry Brubaker. The Pine Haven Clarinet Ensemble is composed of the Village Band Clarinet Section and Friends. The ensemble has been performing for 10 years. The Pine Haven name reflects that the group regularly performs at the Pine Haven Resort during summer evenings, with performances open to all. Members performing at this concert include Madeline Alt, Randy Amon, Annette DeCant, Christy Fiar, Joan Hansen, Susan Harris, Wendy Koenig, and Jan Scott. Special performers will be joining both ensembles. Julie Verilek, piano, Mark Vassell, percussion. This article is accompanied by two images. One image is a group of people standing holding a variety of woodwind instruments. The other is a group of people standing holding a variety of brass instruments. Estes Park locals invited to Center for Well-Being Open House. YMCA of the Rockies. Complimentary wellness experiences, tours, and community connection on Saturday, January 24th. The YMCA of the Rockies invites Estes Park locals to a Center for Well-Being open house on Saturday, January 24th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the YMCA of the Rockies Estes Park Center. This free, community-focused event offers an opportunity to explore the new Center for Well-Being, experience complementary wellness programming, and connect with neighbors in a welcoming, restorative environment. Guests are encouraged to come and go throughout the open house and enjoy self-guided tours, including the professionally appointed massage therapy rooms. Light snacks, tea, and plenty of good cheer will be provided. Event schedule highlights: 10 a.m., opening comments, Center for Well-Being story, Wellness Wheel introduction. 10:30 a.m., restorative yoga, 30 minutes, a gentle, prop-supported class with guided meditation designed to help participants relax, restore, and recharge. 11 a.m., guided tours and informal conversations about wellness. 11:15 a.m., intro to walking and sitting meditation, 30 minutes. 11:45 a.m., the wisdom of the wellness wheel. Learn about the seven dimensions of wellness, complete a personal assessment, and take the resource home to support a healthy, happy 2026. 12:15 p.m., sound bath experience. A deeply relaxing session featuring healing sounds from sacred instruments, mats, bolsters, and blankets provided. 12:45 p.m., closing comments. Programming highlights include complimentary meditation, restorative yoga, sound bath, and wellness wheel resources. Self-guided tours of the Center for Well-Being, including massage therapy spaces. Opportunities to explore personal wellness goals and share input on future classes and activities. Learn about the benefits of YMCA membership and join on the spot. Tea, light snacks, and a welcoming community atmosphere. The Center for Well-Being reflects YMCA of the Rockies' commitment to nurturing spirit, mind, and body while creating spaces that support connection, balance, and lifelong wellness. This event is free and open to all. Comfortable clothing is recommended. The Center for Well-Being is located adjacent to the Lula Dorsey Museum at YMCA of the Rockies Center, 4D on YMCA map. For more information about YMCA of the Rockies, visit ymcarockies.org. This article is accompanied by three images. The first image is an exterior shot of the building. The second image is an interior shot of one of the massage rooms with a table covered by a green blanket. The third image is of a yoga studio room with people on purple yoga mats in the middle of a yoga session. An ad for Aspen Eye Care, framed in a black outline on a pale beige background. Aspen Eye Care, simply elevated vision. Eyewear sale, when? Monday and Tuesday, January 19th and 20th, 9 to 5 p.m. both days. Where? Our new location, the historic Hallett House at 1861 Mary's Lake Road, Estes Park. What? Look around and save on your new look. 25 to 100% off a frame with the purchase of lenses. Help us make room for more great styles. For more information, call 970-586-4418 or visit our website, aspen-eyecare.com. Sale not combined with other discounts or insurance and not applicable to all frame lines. The Thunker by Sarah Donahoe. Last week, I wrote about the 6-7 phenomenon, where kids guffaw when anyone older than them asks what 6-7 means. They laugh harder if one of us tries to use the word, or is it a phrase? As if we are in the know. We are not. The term 6-7 is reserved for those younger than us. Don't even try to understand. It's an inside joke, and we are on the outside. Here's my proof. My comments are in brackets. Mo C. in Kansas said, I was watching a Kansas U basketball game recently, and when the KU team put its 67th point on the scoreboard, all of the students cheered like their team had just won the national championship. Took me a sec to figure out why, because I have moderate to severe senescence, and I'm supposed to be confused and annoyed. Brackets. I hope Mo doesn't try to pull off a 6-7 in front of youngsters. Confused and annoyed just won't work. My music teacher friend Cindy C. in Virginia said, I can attest to the fun of 6-7 in my class. I have just gone for it, and it's hilarious how my students groan at me or join in. Cindy is one of my younger friends, so she can sort of get away with it. Annie C. in Colorado reported that while traveling in Arizona, the staff at In-N-Out suddenly broke into 6-7. I had no idea, she said. Brackets. Of course not. She's a boomer. My affiliate Joe tried explaining this 6-7 thing to our coffee group, but he unwittingly said 67. No. Nope. Nobody, nope, nope. Even though I'm a boomer, too, I knew that wasn't right. And then I heard from a Thunker reader, Mary G., that there's a new 6-7 on the linguistic block. Unk. If you're not of the right generation to use 6-7, then you're an unk. It's kind of another way of saying old, except it has a tiny bit of affection behind it. You can claim unk, and youngsters won't laugh at you. According to an online learning website called Preply, calling someone unk is more playful than confrontational. It can signal respect, familiarity, or gentle teasing rather than dismissal. Preply also said anyone can be called unk if they carry a certain older sibling or uncle-like energy. That made me think of one of my own favorite unks from my past. The background? Around the corner from the 5-star Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs is a mansion built in 1910 called El Pomar, meaning the orchard in Spanish. This mansion was the home of Spencer and Julie Penrose, who built the legendary hotel in 1918. In 1944, after Spencer died, Julie moved to the top floor of the hotel and donated her beloved home and grounds to the Sisters of Charity of Cincinnati, who were to operate the property as a retreat center. The Julie Penrose Center was a tucked-away haven for people from across the country who came to the lovely estate for individual, silent, and group retreats. In 1987, I was hired by the Sisters of Charity to book retreats there. I loved working for the smart, spiritually liberal, and caring sisters in the serene, historic location. The gardens, fountain, nearby woods and pond, and Pauline Chapel down the road were conducive to self-reflection and contemplation. The sisters had remade the former Penrose home into a treasured sanctuary, and I was lucky enough to get to work there every day. My office window faced a courtyard that resembled a groomed English garden with trimmed hedge borders, a central fountain, and lots of big pots full of brilliant flowers. The man who tended those gardens was a retired Catholic school administrator named Bob Radigan. He was a gruff old guy who wore overalls, smoked a pipe, pretty much stuck to himself and deadheaded geraniums. Underneath his crusty exterior, however, was a marshmallow who would do anything for anybody, although he would grumble about it so nobody would make a fuss over him. Bob Radigan became Uncle Bob to me. Over time, our quiet father-daughter type affection grew, and his moniker got shortened to Unca. In the end, I simply called him Unc. In today's lingo, my Unc was unk, and that was good. But since I was using the term almost 40 years ago, does that make me unk too, or way ahead of my time? You may let the thunker know what you think at her email address, donoholdt@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us for the Estes Park News, read for you by Kathy Piancone.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.